We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
if you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Hey, man.
Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey, man.
Is it true you're a deadhead, too?
Hey, man.
Kid Baseball want to talk music with you.
Here on 96.5 The Fan, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned Century Roofing. CenturyRoofing.com is the sponsor for our Wednesday interview with Royals manager Matt Cotrero. Matt, how damn good does it feel to be in first place in the AL Central, my man?
This has been a crazy couple days of going back to the weekend series at home, but these last couple days worked out really well. I'm really proud of these guys for how well they've played and the things they've gone through the last couple of days with the rain delay and the doubleheader. So really couldn't be happier for them and really proud of their efforts.
I mean, look at where you guys were at, just in June, right? 10 games back of Cleveland, right? And people are thinking, okay, maybe they can get a wild card. You're in first place. You have the tiebreaker over Cleveland right now. I think you guys are playing inspired baseball. I think maybe Cleveland peaked a little bit too early. You're peaking right at the right time. You're playing great baseball against them as well. I mean, what do you attribute this to right now, to this success of this club?
Well, I mean, it all starts with pitching. Pitching is what drives most really good teams. I think the other thing is the attitude of this team is one day at a time. It's not looking too far ahead, not looking too far in the past, and just coming in with a great attitude every day. And I think I've mentioned before, I mean, these guys are an inspiring group of guys to be around because of that. You know, they have a good day, they have a bad day, they turn the page, they come to beat you the next day. And like you just said, at some point we were 10 games back, whenever that was, and you can start to, if you choose to look like, oh, wow, that's insurmountable. But this is baseball, right? I mean, every team's going to go through ups and downs. You know, that's why nothing's decided. And this is fun. This is why you play. You know, you're in a race. You got two or three teams competing for the division. You're trying to do the best you can. And every day you have to bring it. And that's what this team does a great job of.
You know, you say every team has their ups and downs, but you guys have only lost four in a row at the most this year. How have you been able to not have one of those long losing skids like seemingly everybody has had so far this year?
Well, the first answer that comes to mind is pitching, right? Because pitching is what gives you a chance to win every day. And we've had outstanding starting pitching throughout the entire season. The bullpen, as you saw yesterday, was remarkable. I mean, those are the things. when you limit the other team from scoring, you give your chance to win. And we've had really good production in the lineup. You know, we have different ways to beat teams. If we're not hitting homers, we can steal bases. You know, so that we have a diverse team, which I think is a good identity to have. But again, it starts with pitching and defense, and you know, that's been our hallmark.
So a lot of winning, but a little bit of sacrifice as well. Cole Reagan's in that first game, Lorenzen last night, and then Bobby Witt gets plunked in that game as well. Maybe just an update on all three of those guys there, Matt?
Yeah, Cole's fine. You know, he just cramped up. It was hot. You know, it was day game, that kind of stuff. And he does everything he can to prepare himself. That doesn't happen, but sometimes it does. You know, he said yesterday just a little more, like, muscle soreness in his leg, but he'll be fine. Lorenzen's actually back in KC right now getting an MRI so we can get the extent of the injury. You know, we don't really know, but likely going to need a little bit of time. And Bobby's fine. You know, just it glanced off his left arm, then hit his right hand. But he's fine. He stayed in, made a nice throw after that, hit a ball 110 miles an hour. So I think he's all right.
Do you start to worry though, Matt, about the frustration that the other teams have, and you start to get concerned a little bit that maybe they're trying to throw up and in on Bobby on purpose a little bit, and now it's time for a little Jose Ramirez boom right in the ribs type of thing?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't think that was intentional yesterday. I mean, Bobby's such a good hitter that you have to pitch him in at times, you know, to keep him honest, because he hits so. You know, I don't think that guy was thrown at him intentionally. So, you know, that's my opinion of it.
Okay. The bullpen has been spectacular in this Cleveland series. I mean, it was a part of the team that everybody was talking about. Like, oh, I don't know about the bullpen. 16 2/3, they've given up 2 runs. And they've done it in tough situations, too. Yesterday, obviously, with the rain delay and the injury. And then also on Monday with Reagan's going down. Like, I think the bullpen's pitching great right now. Are you building a house?
I'll tell you what, they're renovating this entire clubhouse, not our clubhouse, but the whole underneath of the stadium here. It's part of their massive renovation, and they work right up until, you know, the players get here. So it just sounds like it is. It's a construction zone constantly here, but I'm actually not helping them do it. So
yeah, you got a big one to worry about already. So,
but the bullpen, yeah. I mean, without them in this series, who knows where we would be. You know, yesterday, those guys all pitched the day before, too. You know, so they were running on fumes a little bit. But after the rain delay, the five no base runners reached, 15 up, 15 down. And for Carlos to come out of the pen in the second inning and do what he did, first and third, two outs, gets a big strikeout, and then two solid innings after that. You know, he hasn't gone that long in a while. So, you know, they really were nails yesterday and the day before, too. I mean, they come in a tough spot. MacArthur as well, you know, just gets it rolling. I think it was Sam Long the day before, and then just piecing it together and everybody just handing it off to the next guy, and they all did their job.
We're talking to Royals manager Matt Cotrero here on 96.5 The Fan on Fesco and Dusty. It is brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based, female-owned, centuryroofing.com. I want to bring this up because I know it's not a surprise to you, but it seems that in times of need, sometimes guys show up. We just talk about the bullpen. You look at what your 2, 3, 4 guys are doing. All three guys are probably going to have 100 RBIs. You also look at the surgence that you've seen in MJ Melendez and the addition of Paul DeJong. This team just seems to kind of be clicking right when you'd love to see that as a manager of this squad. It's got to feel pretty great seeing all that happen at the right time of the year, especially in this riptide of the season going up against all these big teams.
Yeah, again, whoever we're playing doesn't matter to me as much as the way we play because that's all we can control, you know, and these guys, like I said, they can control their effort, their energy, their attitude, and that's what they do. And, you know, we try to go out there and win every night regardless of who we're playing. But to see the production from those guys, that's why we're winning, right? If we can suppress runs and add them on our side, you know, you need length in a lineup. You can't rely on one person, two people to be a really good team night in and night out. And that's why these guys all embrace their role. We use everybody, try to keep guys fresh. You know, big hits the other day from Hampson and Blanco and those guys too. So Massey got a big hit yesterday. It's just, you know, you just got to have that selflessness and putting the team before yourself.
as a manager for the first time today, you're taking the field as a first place manager. Congratulations. We love it here. I'm wearing my The Central is Ours t-shirt from 2015. Finally broke that back out because we're in first place today. Do you have to do anything different as like the manager to manage a first place ball club now and maybe, you know, kind of knock them down a peg where they don't get, you know, too big and feeling great about themselves, but like kind of keep perspective?
No, not with this group. I mean, you know, it's exactly what we just talked about. They don't care that we, I mean, they care, but they're not gloating that we tied these guys. We're tied with Cleveland. Our goal is to win the division. Keep your focus on one day at a time. These guys are so good at that. We have so many really stable vets in there, the Waka, Lugo, Salvi, all those guys, you know, and then the other guys follow that lead, and that's what the best teams do. They're player led.
Maybe this is my fault for not getting personal with you, but I need to ask, who's your football team that you tend to root for? I assume it's is it the Jets or the Giants?
The Chiefs.
Okay,
come on, man.
There you go. Okay, that's fine. So we had a fun question the other day here, Matt, and it was if you had the opportunity to go watch a playoff game in football, per se, 50-yard line, 7 rows up, or would you rather take a ticket to see Dead & Company at the Sphere in Las Vegas? Which one would you choose?
Oh, I'd go to the football game for
okay.
sure.
Okay, fair really? All right. All right. What if they gave you backstage passes?
You know what? I would take them both and figure out how to get there for both of them.
That's right.
Well, when you win the World Series, you'll have plenty of private jets at your disposal that you can use snapping your fingers and calling Patrick Mahomes and saying, I'm borrowing the plane today. I want to go to both of these events. All right,
That sounds a lot like me. Yeah.
It does. Yeah, it's 100% you, right?
That's great.
All right, little baseball card action here. I'm holding, a 92 Topps. Featuring a gentleman named Terry Mulholland.
92.
Mm-hmm.
The Twins.
No, Philadelphia Phillies at that time.
Ooh, I had Twins, too.
Phillies at that time. All right, 90 Fleer, Charlie Hayes.
90. Giants?
No, Phillies again.
Oh, you're... All right.
All right, last one. We got an 89 score featuring, I never heard of this cat, John Farrell.
You never heard of John Farrell?
No. Is he related to my friend Carol Farrell? Do you know?
He managed the Red Sox and the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah? Nope, yeah. Don't know him.
What year?
89.
Cleveland.
You got it. You got it. You're one for three. You're a Hall of Famer, my friend, and a first-place manager at that.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
All right.
Go get him.
Stay away from that construction. Yeah. We don't want any debris falling on everything.
That was Royals manager Matt Cotrero joining the show here on 96.5 The Fan.
Now that he said John Farrell was that manager, I'm like, I didn't realize it was the same guy.
He was very disappointed in him.
I know.
That's okay.